What I would say to Ross Hussey is I think he needs to reflect on the town of Castledeirg. Castledeirg is approaching a two-third majority nationalist town. And despite that, we have a disproportionate number of loyalist and orange demonstrations in Castledeirg every year. And I have to say, every one of them proceed around the whole circuit of the town centre and Castledeirg. So the challenge to Ross Hussey and to the unionist community is this. Is Castledeirg a shared space for everybody, or is Castledeirg town centre only for the preserve of loyalist and orange demonstrations?
Now, as far as Sinn Féin are concerned, then, this parade will most definitely go ahead.
Absolutely. On Sunday the 11th of August, Tyrone Volunteers Day is due to be held in Castledeirg, and we intend to have a dignified and sensitive parade in Castledeirg, and I would encourage everyone who would be of a Republican persuasion to come along and support us in that parade.
So the only way unionist politicians, it seems, will be happy here is if this parade is banned. So it looks like we're on a collision course here.
Well, I repeat, we have applied to march and demonstrate in our own town. We have listened to the genuine concerns from the unionist community, and as a result of listening to those concerns, we have offered to voluntarily reroute our own parade away from the Cenotaph and the Methodist Church, and I would call on unionist people who might be objecting to our parade to, in a spirit of mutual understanding, to maybe stand back and reflect on the fact that Castledeirg is a majority nationalist town.